Just, how's everybody this morning? I have just a few announcements. We'll just run through the week very quickly. We'll be back here tonight for our service at 7 o'clock. Wednesday night service is at 8 o'clock. Friday night is our Holy Ghost meeting at 8 o'clock. Also on Friday at 11 o'clock, we have our Watering Word Seed Bible Study at Billy Kuhn's house. If you go to the website, there are directions on how to get to Billy's house. You'll find that there. Also, a couple things coming up. We've got our women's meeting. Please remember to mark your calendars, April the 9th, Saturday, April the 9th. There are flyers out at the front desk for that. Start getting registered for it. We also have our children's Easter egg hunt coming up. That's going to be Saturday the 30th, the day before Easter. It's going to be at Tamarack Pines Park. And I'll have some flyers for you this evening on that with the directions, and I'll be from 1 to 5. And we're also going to have a small potluck over there and just some fellowship time. Also, mark your calendars, May 19th, and I'll have some flyers. It's going to be our church picnic again this year, so that's going to be a good time. I think that's it. All right.
Thank you. God good this morning? Hallelujah. Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Find yourself a good prayer partner. Everybody's got something they can pray about, right? Why don't you come and help us with this? Glory to God. I'm all right, honey. Praise God. Find yourself a good prayer partner and find out exactly what you need. Jesse, is this battery fresh? I might hold on that. I don't think I'm going to use it. Just get us some light in. Just let them know that whatever you pray about, God will answer. Hallelujah. It's good. Isn't that nice? Whatever you pray for, God will answer. The Bible says you can ask anything in the name of Jesus and He'll do it for you. Amen. How many of you believe that God answers prayer? And I'm sure that there's 1,001 things that we could all be praying about this morning. And God can handle them all, can't He? We got people that are moving to town, trying to work out all those details. Lord, have mercy. Let's not forget Brother Eddie that went back to, I think it's Nevada area. They're believing God to come here. Looking for a job. God can do that, right? God can handle it all. Well, Brother Jesse, we're just about ready for you. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. All right, it's Sunday morning, isn't it? Sunday is the Lord's Day. Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's a privilege every time that we can come together. We have freedom to worship God, and we can come together in unity. That's a privilege that we have only by the grace of God. There's so many places in the world where we couldn't do this without risking our very lives. So let's just be thankful in this time of what God has done for us, that we have the ability to even do this. This is an awesome privilege. It's offering time. Are you excited about that? Well, let's stand up. I'm not through with you yet. Crystal's going to count for me, and I'll tell you when, you know, we can move on. No, we're okay. If you have your seed ready.
I tell you what we need. We need somebody that looks good that wants a job that's guaranteed to be here at least one out of every 2 Sundays a month. Who wants to take this job? Who looks the good in here this morning? You look good. Come on. I'm going to teach you how to do something. Somebody say, we're learning, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Hold this up here. Amen. Don't go back like this. Hold it just straight like that. Amen. Hold it right up there. Say, look like Vanna White a little bit. Amen. And for all the don't, if you need it, Jesse, somebody say, isn't that a good job?
Yes, it is.
Say, he got an easy job. Some of us got to clean bathrooms. Amen. He holds envelopes. Go ahead, Brother Duke.
Brother Kintaid Diamond has our offering envelopes. If you're giving by cash and you'd like one, raise your hand and he will hand it to you. I think Crystal over here needs one. Amen. That's very good, brother. If you've got your seed ready, if not, we'll wait. But I want you to lift it up. You know, there's a reason for the way we do things. I know it feels like a routine where we lift it up. But when you lift that up, I want you to hold that up to show the devil that he couldn't stop you. You know, if the devil could have his way, you wouldn't be able to give anything into this offering. And it's a privilege, and that's a testimony to the devil that he's a liar and that you've won over this and you can win over anything. So when we hold that up, that's for your faith and your confidence. And when you look at that seed, I want you to look at every circumstance you're going through and say, devil, you couldn't stop me now, and you're not going to stop me again. Everything God's told me to do, I'm going to do. Amen? So think about that, and I want you to lift that seed up. That offering, amen. And just lift that to God. Lord, we thank you for this privilege and this grace that you've given us, that you've blessed us, Father, that we're able to sow into your kingdom and into your ministry, Father. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your power that you've given us to get wealth. I thank you, Lord, that you're breaking bondages and chains that have wrapped around so many people. Lord, that we are free to give and to every good work, that we're prospered, that we're a blessing, that we don't have to go through trials to love you. But, Lord, we love you anyway, and you're blessing us in every situation. I thank you, Father, for your grace and anointing over everybody in here. Lord, I pray for supernatural multiplication on every offering. Lord, I pray you bring it back this week. If there's a need or a bill or anything out there, Lord, I pray that be met by your supernatural power. And we just receive that right now by faith. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Bible says to bring your tithes into the storehouse, so we like to walk the offering up. So you may do that at this time. Amen.
At this time, the kids can hit the road. Amen. Today, we're going to let them play with junkyard dogs. Amen. Is it hot here to anybody this morning? Y'all like it like this. I'm hot. I'm going to take off this jacket. Y'all don't mind, huh? Somebody say praise the Lord. Did y'all get to hug everybody this morning? Find somebody to hug. Amen. Now look at their finger. If they got a ring on, don't hug them too hard. Amen. Somebody say amen. Find somebody to hug. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We just might preach a couple of them today. How about that? All right. How are y'all glad to see Jackie back in town from ORU? And she brought a friend with her. I believe her friend's from what? Canada. Parents are missionaries to Canada. Which part of Canada? Northern Canada. Wow. Northern. So say Canada. Amen. We don't have to do much dancing and shouting today. We went to a funeral yesterday, and they did more than enough for us. Amen. It was good. Amen. If y'all ever go to, I tell you what, whoever planned that funeral for your grandmother, I want to do mine. I mean, that was a funeral and a half. How many of y'all got to go to that funeral? Chris, did you go to it? Didn't they have church? I mean, it was better than 10 Kenneth Hagin meetings put together. Amen. They had it going on. My goodness. Y'all should have charged tickets. It was a amen. Somebody say, when you go on and be with Jesus and you're saved and you're glad about it, I tell you what, they could shout and be excited when that lady died. That lady was 92 years old. 92 years old. And, you know, and you would, that place was packed. And you could just hear the report of all the people of the good works of this lady. Said for 20-some years, this lady once a year would go on a 40-day fast. A 40-day fast for the church, and she got all of her kids saved and did all that stuff. Isn't that some stuff? Amen? So, I mean, one of the things that I heard when I heard one of the grandsons who had become a preaching pastor, he was saying that for the first time in his life or in the ministry of their church, they decided to do a 40-day fast. And at the conclusion of that 40-day fast, they said the church was packed and God did great things. Well, you know, one of the things that I heard as I was listening to that, you notice that this lady was doing this 40-day fast, 92 years old, you know, fasting 40 days for a period of time. And by the time the younger ones caught on and say, maybe there's something into this fasting and prayer life, the year that they did it, she went on to be with God. Isn't that passing on the torch? Isn't that great? So not only was it just one little 92-year-old lady praying, amen. As soon as she saw that the whole church was praying, she said, boy, I'm going to go to heaven while I got the chance, amen. So she went on and did that, amen. How many of you would just love to open your door to negative things? Anybody want some head lice? You know, what if I were handing out head lice and you could put it in your head? Anybody would like some head lice this morning?
No.
Let's name some things that I'd love. How many would like to take a bag of roaches home and just throw it in the kitchen cabinet? How many things can you really think about this morning, you know, that you could put in your life that you don't want there and it's hard to get rid of? Think of things that are hard to get rid of. Anybody, some of you, if you got a ring on your finger, you can't get rid of that problem. Amen? You know, but some things that you can get in your life are hard to get rid of. Well, it's the same thing with the devil. You know, there are certain devilish things that happen in our life. We always want to complain about our miserable life and the problems that we have, the headaches that we have, the stresses that we have. But you know what? Basically what you got, you asked for it. When you really think about it, some of the things that we deal with in life, we don't have to search down problems and difficulties. We can make enough dumb decisions. Everybody say dumb decisions. You know, that open our head, that open our lives wide open for the devil. You ever seen people that are just asking for trouble? Well, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Let's go there. It's so, you know, it's funny that at times we can lock the door to God's blessing in our life. We can shut out opportunity. We can shut out good things, you know. But when it comes to negative things and to the devil and all wrong and unrighteousness, it's like we kick that door wide open and we open the back door, open every window and say, come on and mess up my life. What does the Bible say in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27? It said, neither give place to what? The devil. Everybody read that with me. Say, don't give place to the devil. You don't want him to move in. Now, if it's telling you don't do it, that means you have the capability, amen, that it's possible. Really? How many of you think that the devil's a fictional character? That they put his name throughout the Bible for a little story tale man, you know? The devil is real. The devil is real, just as real as Jesus is real or God is real. There is also a devil out there that means to do you harm, and people don't want to face the facts. So say, there's a devil. We couldn't mess up this world this bad all by ourselves. Thank God, you know. So there's a devil out there, and it says, don't give him any place. See, I'd rather be fighting to keep a burglar out of my house, amen, not to let him get in my house, amen, than trying to get him out of my house. In years to come, in months to come, we're going to all be dealing with stuff and dealing with problems, you know, but if we just guard ourselves right now, amen, we can take care of tomorrow. Somebody say, don't ask for trouble. Now that word, when we say neither give, everybody say give. Give. Well, we can change it around to a lot of that word give. When you look at it in the Greek, okay, that word can mean minister or offer. Now you give offerings in church, you give offerings at different places, you offer things up, or if they say a minister is really a servant. Do you know that? When you minister to someone, you serve them. If you take someone a cold glass of water, that's considered as ministry, and you take care of somebody when they're sick, or you entertain them, you minister to them. Well, I tell you what, when we minister to negative things, I'm not talking about trying to make it better, but I'm talking about offer ourselves up to it, feed into it. Amen. There are so many attitudes and mindsets that we can feed into instead of squash those things out and stomp those things out of them, stomp that stuff out of our life. We minister it to our spirit. How many had a bad attitude sometime? I get there sometime. And a bad attitude can be, you can throw that thing away, you can cast that thought away, or you can entertain it and minister it to yourself. I can have a church service with a bad attitude sometime. I can get off by myself, you know, and preach that message, sing a couple songs to myself about this miserable attitude, all my problems. I'm going to say, minister it to yourself. When we minister negative situations to ourselves and the bad side of life and all the problems and all the things we don't care, we wish we could get, all those things that happen, you know what we're doing? We're giving place. I'm going to say giving place. When we're focusing on the wrong instead of the right, we're giving place to the devil. And what we're doing, we're just opening ourselves wide up. Give me some headlights. Give me something that's going to cause me to itch for a long time. Right? So it says, don't give place to the devil. Hallelujah. Somebody say place. Place is really, you know, place would represent a plane or a license or opportunity. There are certain things that we can do with our attitude, with our mindset, even in relationships that don't do anything but give us an opportunity to go wrong. Somebody say amen. You know, you can find certain people, if you want to get in trouble, there are certain people that I know that I can get with and it won't take me long to be in big trouble. Right? You can tell. Somebody say opportunity. There are places you can hang out at. And I tell you what, they're not going to be singing no church songs there. Somebody, I'm not going there, brother. Hallelujah. But you asked for it. Hallelujah. So say opportunity. I mean, the devil says, well, man, I tell you what, Friday night, the devil said, that's my favorite night, Friday night, Saturday night, because we're going to go to a place that gives the devil great opportunity to minister to us, to get us into something. Amen. that we wish that we wouldn't happen in our lives. Somebody say opportunities for the devil. Now I tell you what, the devil is nothing but an accuser. He's a slanderer. Did you know that? And he's a deceiver. He is a big time deceiver. So what we do is we open door to the salesman of a miserable life. That's basically what the devil is. The devil, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you know who he gives the gun to? You. He's not going to do it himself. He can't beat you. He can't lick you himself. He's a weakling. But I tell you what, if you let him run his mouth to you long enough, you'll destroy yourself. So that's why we're not to give any place. I'm going to say, don't give any place to the deceiver. See, we can hang out in places, we can go places, we can watch things, and we can do things, and all we're doing, we just open a door wide open to be deceived. Somebody gonna walk in, I'm not that bad. I'm not gonna harm your life. I mean to do you good. But I tell you what, the Bible is the way in which we should live. Somebody say, don't be deceived. Isn't this good this morning? I'm enjoying myself this morning. Now, I tell you what, when we're deceived, when we get ourselves in the place where we can hear everything but the wisdom of God, there's a wisdom that comes from the Word of God, and we apply those things like Proverbs. How many of you read your Proverbs? You know, the Proverbs, you know, if you read the Psalms, when you read the Psalms, it's like you're talking to God. Your Psalms are like your relationship to God while you're on your knees. But when you study the book of Proverbs, that's you, your relationship to others as you're on your feet. But I tell you what, Jesus had the opportunity, or he had a time in his life to where the devil came to him, and the devil was seeking to get some opportunity in the life of Jesus. Did you know that?
Yes.
Jesus Christ himself had to deal with the same thing. The devil coming to, you know, the devil showing up in front of his face and say, hey, I'm going to help you out a little bit. How many had negative things to try to help us out? Turn right here to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. Wow. How many of you start on a good road with the Spirit? I mean, you were with the Holy Spirit. Nothing could ever go wrong, could it? I mean, that sounds like a good road for me. The Holy Spirit led him right into the wilderness. Has anybody got themselves into situations trying to do the right thing? Brother Jesse and I started a church, and we thought, boy, this is going to be a piece of cake. Amen. We're following the Spirit. Amen. And he's going to lead you into the wilderness, and you're just going to think it'll be angels singing in the wilderness, you know, streets of gold and all this other stuff. But behind that rock, who's there? Somebody say, the devil. We all want to have this world where we never have to come into contact with the devil, and we expect the devil to come with a big little tail, little pitchfork, and all these things. But the devil comes to cause us to make dumb decisions. Amen?
Amen?
So here we go. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The Bible says God does not test or tempt anybody. Who tempts us? The devil. How many of you have been tempted of the devil? You know, I was tempted. I get tempted of the devil all the time. Someone says, boy, what is your problem? And what is your hang up? I tell you what, temptation, you know what? We look at sin in so many ways. My definition of sin is missing. Well, really, the word sin is an English word, an old English word, and basically what it means is to miss the mark of perfection. And so many times to miss God's mark, like if they were playing archery, anybody seen archery? And what they would do before we had this concept, they would shoot the arrow, and if the arrow just went off and didn't hit anywhere, if somebody had bad eyesight or something like that, they would all scream out, sin! Because he missed the bullseye. Well, God wants us to hit bullseye with our life and get, you know, do you believe that? God has a plan for you.
Amen.
And if we follow the plan of God for our life, things will go well for us. God doesn't want to do us in. Amen?
Amen?
But he wants to do us up and do us well. So when we miss, so for me, God's plan for my life is the best thing, even though we don't understand all the things that he's leading us into, right? We just got to know that it's for my good and it's right. Even things we don't understand about the Bible. One thing I don't understand, somebody say, holiness.
Holiness.
I thought about that. You know, I went to this church yesterday, and they were really talking about holiness and all this other stuff. I said, what is all that about? What? You know, I don't understand holiness. You know what my conclusion to this holiness thing is? If that's what he wants, that's what I'll do. Whether I understand it or not. Amen?
Amen.
Whether there's any reason to it or not, if he says that we should live holy just because he said it, guess what? I'm going to try to do it because I'm going to try to please him. Amen?
Amen.
You ever gone shopping with somebody? If you go, you know, if I were working in a clothing store or something like that, and someone's coming to shop and someone says, I'm looking for a green suit. right? I'm not going to try to sell that person an orange suit, amen. I'm going to give the person what they want. The conclusion for our life when trying to do the right thing and trying to live right, don't try to justify why, amen. Do it just because, what? He asks, and that's what he wants. Why do you want to get certain things out of your life? Because he asked you to. Whether we understand it or not. Is it right to do this? Is it wrong to do that? Well, what did he ask you to do? What he asked you to do, if you love him, you're going to try to please him. Right. Try to be what God wants you to be, not because you're afraid to go to hell. Some people want to live for God, not because they want to go to heaven. They just don't want to go to hell. Right. If they could hang around here for 50 years, they would. If they had to make a choice, well, you want to go to heaven, you want to go to hell, you want to stay here. I tell you what, 90% of Americans say, I'd rather stay here. Because I don't want to be up in heaven singing all those songs forever. Amen. You want to please God with your life. And when he had fasted, somebody say fasted, 40 days. That's really neat talking about your grandmom there. 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, somebody say the tempter came. How many of you know the devil knew he couldn't defeat Jesus? He knew he couldn't take Jesus down. He knew he couldn't defeat Jesus, but he still did what? Came. Many people want to beat themselves up because they're tempted to do wrong. They're tempted to make the wrong decision because their heads are not always heavenly. Every once in a while, they're tempted. The devil came to tempt Jesus. So if the devil came to tempt Jesus, don't you think he's going to try to tempt you?
Amen.
Is anything wrong with you when the devil tries to tempt you? No, you're just being tempted. He's just being the devil. So the devil came to tempt Jesus, and he came to him, and he said, if thou be the Son of Man, command these stones to be turned to bread. One of the ways that the devil's going to try to tempt all of us, amen, he wants us to prove who we are.
Amen.
That's when people get into all kind of weird stuff, selfish ambition, turn into control freaks. They have all these emotional problems because the devil wants you to prove who you are. He says, if you be the Son, if you be who you are, then do something about it. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. God tells you who you are, and you're just supposed to walk it out. Someone say, amen.
Amen.
How many of you want to do something to prove that, you know, there's some dumb things that men and women do sometimes trying to prove something? Trying to prove that you're stronger than somebody else. Trying to prove you're smarter than somebody else. Trying to prove that you're the top of the food chain. The devil comes at us and says, prove it. Prove that you're not a pushover. So the devil tempted Jesus in that way. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be turned to bread. And he answered and said unto him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
There are temptations to live outside of the word of God. There are temptations to provide for yourself, to do all these things for yourself, and never include God in any of your plans. Some say, amen.
Amen.
There, you know, we can be tempted. How many of you live by what you hear in church? You know, I live by the prophetic word of God. I live by the written word of God, and those decisions are how I'm going to make my living, and that's what I choose to do. And I'm not going to be tempted to get outside of that into anything else.
Amen.
Some say, don't be tempted.
Don't be tempted.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Didn't that sound better? Okay, as it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
How many are being tempted in that area? Being tempted, the devil tempts you and say, hey, church is not so important. Worship is not so important. Prayer is not so important. You don't have to hear God. You don't need any of those things. As long as you got a life, you'll be okay. As long as you got your job, you'll be okay. Remember Brother Eddie that was in here, PhD of geology? Got up there and he thought he could make it all on his own. He didn't need God. He didn't need anybody else. God was just an addition to his wonderful life until that wonderful life was disturbed.
Amen.
We don't live by the outside circumstances. We live by the word of God. So don't be tempted in that area. Then the devil take him up into the holy city and sets him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, throw yourself down. How many of you, the devil wants to tempt you to do dumb things with your life? To risk things that you don't need to risk. Play it risky. Instead of playing it safe and secure in God. So say, don't. Everybody say that. Help me out here. I feel better. That way I know I'm out here by myself. Everybody say, don't be tempted.
Tempted.
The devil's a deceiver.
Liar.
The devil's a deceiver. You'll pay for it later on. Amen. When you listen to the devil's temptation and you just hang out, the devil has lies.
Amen.
And if you hang out with the devil long enough and you get close enough to the devil, you'll catch exactly what he has. Amen. Why is the devil after you? Because I tell you what, misery loves company.
Yes, it does.
He didn't want to be in hell by himself. He would love to have some company. Amen.
Amen.
So if he can't pull you down there, he can't hold you captive. He can't make you go. You know why? Because Jesus set you free. The only way he can get you to go there is for you to get in agreement with him.
Amen.
He has to tempt you. Amen? So don't be tempted. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge over concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Amen.
And Jesus said unto him, it's written, don't tempt. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You ever seen Christians that want to do dumb things with their Christian walk? You know, the Bible tells us certain things, how Christians are supposed to be able to walk in order to live. People, you know, we want to hang around negative relationships, things that aren't going to help us, things that aren't going to bring us reward, all these other things, and we think it's okay. Throw yourself off. Throw yourself into that group. Throw yourself into that club. Amen? You'll make it. You'll come out. You'll be just fine. We say, don't tempt the Lord.
Amen.
You can hang around that. You can fill your heart with everything that's going on in TV and every negative word, every gossip, slander, and all these things. It's not going to affect you at all. Just throw yourself into anything that comes along. And you'll be all right. The angels of God will protect you. There are a lot of Christians that want to live these loose lives. Loose lives, you know, where we have no governor over what we do. We have no regulations, you know. We don't have anything to hold us stable. You know, we weeble and we wobble. We get double-minded. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Don't let that person think he's going to get anything from God. But there are a lot of people that want, they don't want to be totally devoted. They don't want to be totally consecrated. They want to walk halfway. And they think, hey, I can walk this way and I'll make it and everything will be just fine. Some say, don't tempt. This life that God gave you, it came with great price.
Amen.
To have the Holy Spirit living and abiding on you, man, it came with a great price.
Amen.
You know, you think, I don't have to do anything to maintain the Spirit of God on the inside of me, to keep fresh, to keep the fire burning, amen, to keep love alive in my life. I don't have to do anything about it. Because God will always be there to fill me up. You know, I'll go out there and I'll wear myself out Monday through Friday, miss three services and come in. And when I get there, the music's going to be just right. The Holy Spirit's going to be there. And it's going to bail me out. It'll be just like it was 3 weeks ago. There are a lot of people that live that way. Don't tempt God with your spiritual relationship. Amen?
Amen.
Again, the devil take him up into an exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto them, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
Amen.
There are a lot of people that are living that way. They're worshiping the things of the world. They're worshiping negative things. They're serving negative things. They're addicted to negative things. You worship that thing which you obey. Addictions. And we think we can get over by worshiping the things of the world. Amen. Not being dedicated to God, not bowing our lives before the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We think we can win. We can't. That's really what the devil wants out of us. Verse 10. And then saith Jesus unto them, get thee, some say, get behind me. Say it one more time. Get behind me. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God and him only. So say, only God will you serve. And what do we learn that servant also is? Minister. You only minister to God and you'll only serve God and you'll only give God place in your life. You better put those things, those temptations, don't get them in front of your face, get them behind you. Make up your mind that you don't want to go down that road. Put it behind you, amen, and go on. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. There are certain decisions, you know, that certain things that tempt us, they will always tempt us until they're in front of our face. It's all right to be tempted. You got to get beyond temptations and make up your mind and make a decision, amen, that I'm going to get over this. I'm going to step over it. It'll be behind me, and it won't be before me. When you make up your mind and you want to walk for God, that closes a lot of stuff out. even good things. Can I tell you what I was tempted on? Can I tell you that? And how I won?
Sure.
Yesterday, Brother Jesse and I, we found out we were going out around town and we had done some things, and we have two names here at the church. And we found out yesterday, someone called and said, hey, we see one of your flyers out there. There's another church that the same name as you all. And boy, that just got me. I said, what? How could that ever happen? You know, I didn't understand it. And it just wore me out. I said, one thing after the other, I have to deal with this. And all of our frustrations can get to us. Anybody had frustrations get to you? And we look at our life, we look at all these things. I've been plugging in this thing, we've been working, and all this other stuff. I'm getting tired of this. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. So we say, wow. God, I'm building this church for you.
Wow.
Help me out here. I'm getting tired of this. So we say, you feel justified. Amen?
Amen.
We're trying to build your kingdom.
Amen.
We don't get anything out of this. And I was riding in the car just fuming. Everybody pray for Brother Jesse, because during those days he has to ride with me. Amen. Thank God for a man of prayer. Amen. So I was just riding, and we just think, you know, when the devil's before us, you know, indecision is the place where the devil really takes opportunity on our lives.
Oh, yes.
When you don't want to know where you go, that's when you get all the offers. When you go into a place, you know, if you go into a car lot with lots of lemons there and you don't know exactly what you want, you can be sold anything. How does God help us from picking the wrong thing? He tells us what to pick. Even in the book, you know, he said, look, I set before you blessings and curses, life and death. And then he helps us out for some of us that are silly, amen, or aren't as clueless, don't have as much knowledge as we should have. He says, choose life. Everybody say, choose life. God will put decisions in front of you and all these opportunities in front of you. He say, that's good, that's bad, choose the good one. Because there are a lot of people who say, hey, good, bad. And if you don't tell them, they don't know which one to choose. They don't know that bad is really bad and good is really good.
Amen.
That nothing good's going to come out of bad, amen, and nothing bad's going to come out of good. Every good and perfect gift, somebody say every good and perfect gift, comes from the Father above.
Amen.
The good thing that we try to get people to choose, amen, it's not just because, oh, we want to get you brownie points with God, because we know that good decision, only good's going to come out of it. If you ask God for a good life, is he going to give you a bad one? If you ask him for a fish, amen, is he going to give you a snake?
No.
He's
going to give you what you ask.
Amen. Going to give you exactly what you ask him for, some bread. He's going to give you a stone?
No.
No. God can only, somebody say, only. He can only do good things.
He can only do good things.
And he can handle it.
He can handle it.
So I was sitting up there going through all those other things, and I was going, boom. Man, I tell you what, I'm going to put a deadline on this thing. Everybody been there? I love Nation Church and all this other stuff, but I'm going to put a deadline on it. I'm going to give it some time to get itself together. And I set up some say, everybody knows that word I?
Yes.
You know, we think we're up there thinking, amen, but the devil's in the back seat just wearing us out. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He's back there singing, and you ever gone to those churches where they say a couple words at this funeral, they said a couple words, and the preacher, then they played the organ behind them, you know? We get up there, we get mad, we go, bah! And then the devil goes, boo-doo-doo. You know, you preach those messages, you know? It was like T.D. Jakes preaching, you know? You know, I don't have to take this anymore. The devil, dun-dun-dun, you know? And before you know it, you're shouting over your own thing, you know? And everybody's shouting with you, yeah! And after a while, Brother Jesse goes, yeah, you're right, yeah, you know? So say temptation. Say it one more time, temptation.
Temptation.
Now see, many of us wouldn't take that to be temptation. Many of us think temptation only going to come to us when sister, look, all that comes down the road. That's temptation. You know, I tell you what temptation is when you're tempted not to do what God wants you to do with your life. That's temptation.
Amen.
Just because you're not tempted, you know, to grab a track pipe, the devil's not going to come to anybody with just a crack pipe. He's not going to come to you with that and tempt you. He said, well, they're not addicted to drugs. I can't get them.
Amen.
He knows exactly which way to get you.
Oh, yes.
Some of you, it's a chicken sandwich. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So the devil was going up there. You know what? The devil was going up there. He was just wearing me out. I said, I'm going to give it a time frame. I said, I tell you what. We're going to do this. Even though we know that with meetings we do are right. We got Sunday mornings. Amen. Somebody's calling you. Amen. Is that, what's that girl's name? Amen. Does anybody remember her name from Wednesday night? Is that Tarsha?
Tarisha.
Tarisha's calling you. Amen. She should have been in church. She wouldn't have to pay you. Amen. So I was sitting up there, you know, and we have Wednesday night, we have Sunday morning service, Wednesday night service, and Friday night service. And I said, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start cutting back. The rule is, if we can't fill the center section on Sunday morning, any service we can't fill the center section, we're going to cut it. Somebody say, wow. And then you think common sense. And I was thinking common sense. So you say, well, how are you going to pay the light bill? Amen. Then somebody said, I got real spiritual by faith. I said, that's its own problem. Amen. They got to pay the bills and come to church. Amen. And we go there. And then I got even bolder with that. I said, if we don't fill this house by January 1, Jesse, we're going to do something else. I mean, no temptation will come to you. And we were all set, and we were all out there. You said, because you know what, it just doesn't make sense. You're blah, 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 going through all this other stuff. And then you sit and remember. What will pull you out of temptation?
Amen.
Decision.
Amen.
And I realized that the decision that I was being, the thing that I was being tempted on, had already been given the word of God, and had already made up my mind.
Oh, yes.
And I'd already made a decision. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Months ago, amen, I prayed, say, well, God, what do you want to do with Nations Church? Do you want us to go? We've had it rough here. Sometimes it's been great, and sometimes it's real rough. We went through some season where it was just us sitting in here. You think, to us, this is a packed house, amen? But we went through some stuff, amen. It was real low, and I said, well, God, we had our friends at Lakewood, and we had different people down there, and we were trying to get the heart of God. Said, God, do you want us to go to another geographic area that maybe they can deal with my wild personality, amen, or our style of music, whatever else it is? I said, God, what do you want? And I really felt on the inside of my heart, God says, you can't go anywhere, but you can grow everywhere.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, the thing that you're being tempted with in your life, I guarantee you, God beat the devil to that point of decision.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God will always have the first word and the last word. He
amen.
Can outbeat
amen.
God. And many times when we're being
tempted to
make the wrong decision and all this stuff going on, I want you to know you've already got the word. You've already got the answer. Amen. God's not going to wait till you get stressed out and pressure out and try to cause you to make a dumb decision. Amen. You've already made up in your mind what you got to do. Somebody say amen. Just stick to it and don't allow circumstances and all those other things to tempt you to make the wrong decision. Somebody say amen. So I tell you what, I'll be here, amen. If Nations Church is all right, I won't go anywhere, amen. I will stay there because the word of the Lord to me says what? My decision is I can't go anywhere, but I can grow everywhere. Somebody say, that's how you defeat the devil and that's how you win, because the devil will deceive you. Everything is subject to change. You know, if you go making your mind up by the circumstances that happened today, well, my back hurts today, so I guess I better go here, I better go there, based on your back, based on your headache, amen, based on your next door neighbor. I got to get away from this one, right? Everything's subject to change, but God knows. So base your life. Man will not live by bread alone, by outward circumstances alone. Don't live by those things, but live by the word of God. And God is alive, and he cares enough about you to speak to you. And when God says something to you, follow through on it.
Amen.
Somebody say, don't be tempted.
Don't be tempted.
And if I would have chose, amen, to listen to emotion, listen to frustration, listen to all those things, instead of the voice of God, guess what I would have done? I would have opened the door, amen, and given place to what?
To the devil.
To the devil.
Amen.
There are certain things that God gives you that he wants you to stand on. Don't give up. Stand on those things and say, I will not give the devil
any place.
I will not allow him to use my body,
my mind,
amen, to hold any more worship services. Is that helping anybody this morning? How many of you glad you already got the word? Your mind's already made up.
Amen.
Don't rethink something that's already thought out. Amen?
Amen?
You just go forward with God. And you stand to it and God will bring you out right on time. And I tell you what, the space that you refuse to give to the devil, God will take.
Amen.
Somebody say amen?
Amen.
You know what salvation really is? I'm done. It's 12 o'clock. Y'all just got blessed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good? Y'all getting out at 12 o'clock. You can beat the Methodists to the food bar. Amen?
Hallelujah.
I tell you that's good when Pentecostal people can come to church at 11 o'clock and get out at 12 o'clock. That's a move of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
and you still feel fed. You still feel blessed.
Amen.
Someone said, I didn't get to shout. Well, shout in the parking lot. You can fall down out there if you want to. Amen? Long as it's on the other side of the lock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What was I saying? Yeah, he said be blessed. He knows that's the last sentence I always say.
Space.
Okay, everybody say the word space.
Space.
Don't give the devil any space or place in your life. The word salvation comes from, is a word that, you know, Joshua means the salvation of God, where we get Jesus or Jesus, right? So salvation, when you look at the word salvation, that word is, somebody say, Yasha.
Yasha.
One of the Hebrew words for salvation is Yasha. And that's where we get that word Yeshua, which means God our salvation. And Yasha basically means what? Space. Say it one more time. Say space.
Space.
Say Yasha means space.
Space.
Don't give the devil any of your salvation. Don't give him any of your peace that God purchased for you. Amen. Don't give him any of your sanity that God purchased for you, your healing, your prosperity, any of those things. Don't give him any space. God save you that you can stand exactly where you are. Don't give up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you stand up right where you are and bless God. Hallelujah. Tonight my message is fire and brimstone. Hallelujah. We just can't wait for y'all to come back. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. No, we want to have a good crowd. Tonight we're going to be talking about money. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to start our money series. Hallelujah. Mondays we're going to be preaching on the M. Tuesday's going to be O. Amen. Wednesday's going to be N. No, it's going to be good. Amen. So, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we bless these people. We thank you that they hear a voice, that they hear your voice, Father God, on the inside of their heart. They know which way is right, Father God. They know that you wouldn't lead them astray. You're the God that leads them beside the peaceful and still waters. Whatsoever thing they do, God, it's your intention that they would prosper in it, Father God. Lord, you will lead them and guide them. You are the great and good shepherd of your sheep. And you'll provide a table before them in the presence of their enemy. Even in the wilderness, God, you can fix those things. Father God, they can walk through and make it. So give them confidence, oh God, to let them know, Father God, that they're on the right track, Father God. And if they just hang on just a little while longer, everything will be okay. Give them faith and confidence in that. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, y'all be blessed. I tell you what, we're going to sow this morning. Anyone, amen, anyone, amen, that's never been sold a CD can get a free CD, one of the teaching CDs. Amen. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Or anyone that's listened to one can get a free CD. Isn't that good?
Amen.
If you, what's the qualification? Somebody say, listen to it.
Listen to it.
If you've listened to one already, you can have another one. Amen.
Amen.
Because we sow out CDs all the time, and we're not looking just to take up space in your house. Amen. We're looking to get the Word of God out. The conditions are you get a CD. If you've never gotten one before, you get one. If you listen to one, you can get one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all you got to do is sow it out to somebody else. Amen. So y'all be blessed, and we'll see you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Put on some good music. Amen.